As Turkey prepares for nationwide local elections on March 31st, concerns are growing about the spread of disinformation and fake media created using artificial intelligence, AI. Turkish politicians have denounced the use of manipulated images and videos that are being used for electoral advantage. One example of this is a video that circulated on social media earlier this year, allegedly showing Istanbul's opposition mayor praising President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's ruling Justice and Development Party, AK Party. The video was widely discredited, but it raised fears about media manipulation in an election where the AK Party is trying to retake cities won by the opposition in 2019. Fake videos and images present a huge threat in the upcoming election, according to Emre İlkan Saklıca, the director of the fact-checking project TEYİT. With the growth of social media, it doesn't take long for fake content to spread and become mainstream. While there have been incidents of AI-created disinformation, Saklıca notes that cheap fake videos are more prevalent. These can be produced quickly and easily, making them more accessible and widespread. In the lead-up to the elections, there have been several other incidents involving disinformation. The Workers' Party of Turkey withdrew the mayoral candidacy of former footballer Gökhan Zan in Hatay after reports of a recording in which Zan allegedly discussed bribes and a possible job in return for running against Hatay's incumbent CHP mayor. Zan later claimed that the recording had been created using AI and filed a criminal complaint. Last week, video footage circulated of officials from the Republican People's Party, CHP, in Istanbul counting bundles of cash, suggesting corruption within the opposition. The CHP stated that the video was from 2019, when staff were depositing cash with a lawyer handling the purchase of the CHP's office. Addressing the upcoming elections, Ejder Batur, deputy chairman of the AK Party in Istanbul, accused the CHP of creating perceptions through advertisements and disinformation to mislead the public about its record in Istanbul over the last 5 years. Batur added that the public would not respond to disinformation. The Turkish government passed a law in October 2022 to fight disinformation, which criminalized the dissemination of false information with a prison sentence of up to 3 years. Critics of the law argued that it would stifle access to information and deepen online censorship, while supporters claimed it was necessary to restrict misleading information. The impact of disinformation is highly debated, with examples of disinformation affecting the democratic process. Muharrem İnce, a presidential candidate, withdrew from last year's election 3 days before the vote, citing fake sex pictures posted online as one of his reasons for quitting. However, identifying the origin of disinformation can be challenging, as the method of its spread often obscures its source. In the midst of political turmoil, fact-checking groups like TEYİT face an uphill battle in correcting misinformation that has already taken hold in the minds of many users.